It's the afternoon rush hour, and the pace is picking up at the Washington State Patrol's Tacoma Communications Center.
911 was located for emergency.
Four dispatchers sit at sprawling consoles, answering 911 calls.
And it's just two cars involved?
And dispatching state troopers to where help is needed.
Okay, we're notifying troopers in the area. Thank you so much for the call.
The dispatchers are in perpetual motion, answering the phone, typing madly on their keyboards, and relaying information via the police radio, all the while trying to keep callers calm.
I really appreciate the patience that you've exhibited.
Under the best of circumstances, the role of 911 dispatcher is stressful. But these days, it's especially hard. That's because, like in so many industries, there's a shortage of people willing to do the job. The Washington State Patrol currently has nearly 50 communication officer openings across the state. That's a vacancy rate approaching 40%. Jeff Hirsch is the manager of the Tacoma office.
It's tough. Right now, I think I'm down three spots that I could fill if I could find people right now. And I know we're better off than I think almost all the other centers in the state are.
He's right. Three of the State Patrol's communications offices in Bellevue, Yakima, and Marysville are less than 50% staffed right now. And recently, the patrol closed its Wenatchee Communications Center because of a lack of staff. Hirsch attributes the turnover and vacancies to a combination of factors, including the disruption caused by COVID and the particular demands of being a dispatcher.
I think it's just the nature of the 24 hours a day, 7 day a week job. It's one thing to say, I understand that when you take the job, it's another thing to be working it and mandatory 12-hour shifts. I mean, once you're in the chair, if you have to stay, you have to stay. That's not an option.
911, what's the location of emergency?
That's Kayla White's reality. With two kids at home, she's pulling three mandatory 12-hour shifts a week, plus two more 8-hour days. On this afternoon, White is sitting in Tacoma, but answering 911 calls and dispatching troopers in the Ellensburg area, 120 miles east and on the other side of the Cascades. It's part of the disruption caused when the Wenatchee office closed.
We definitely need more people, for sure. It would take a lot of stress off of a lot of people.
This story is playing out across the country, says April Heinze of the National Emergency Number Association. Heinze says before COVID and the so-called Great Resignation, there was a 15 to 20% vacancy rate among 911 dispatchers. Now she estimates it's over 30% nationally, with areas where it's much higher.
I would say that it is close to a crisis, and in some areas it may be crisis.
Heinze spoke from the exhibition floor of a bustling public safety convention where she says there was plenty of talk about staffing shortages.
Part of it is educating that this is a true profession that is actually quite rewarding. By the end of the day, it is amazing how many people you help.
911 dispatchers are a lifeline for citizens. They're also a lifeline for first responders in the field. On Interstate 5, south of Tacoma, Trooper Anthony Rodriguez speeds to a blocking crash.
7 for Tacoma, go ahead and start. 8 for a 24-year-old male complaining of back pain.
Rodriguez's day can be busy racing from call to call, but he knows these days the dispatchers are under particular pressure. So much so that sometimes the troopers are asked to restrict their radio traffic. Rodriguez calls communications the backbone of the public safety system.
Without them, we couldn't do our job. They're the piece that makes everything. It's like a well-oiled machine. They'd be that oil that keeps everything flowing and everything working. They're behind the scenes, but they're what makes everything move forward.
Once he clears this crash scene, it's the dispatchers who will tell Trooper Rodriguez where he's needed next. I'm Austin Jenkins in Tacoma.